Kira Realmuto was diagnosed at age 8, but it's never stopped her from competing on a summer swim team in Roanoke. She's among more than 150 kids representing each state that will attend the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation's 2017 Congress in Washington. Now age 13, Kira also plays soccer and does what all kids like to do, like staying over at a friend's house, just always being sure to monitor blood sugar.
When I go to sleepovers, I try to wake up around 2 and check my blood sugar, because if I'm too high or too low in the middle of the night, that can be very dangerous. But a lot of times I won't wake up, and a lot of my friends will have to wake me up when I'm there. And I mean, I eat cupcakes and pizza while I'm there. I just have to control how much of it I eat.
Realmuto knew a bit what to expect with the disease, since her father Mark is also a type 1 diabetic. Her mother Julie says she's not surprised Kira was handling insulin injections within days of being diagnosed. But like any parent, she thinks about Kira being off on her own one day.
Getting her to wake up and check her own blood sugar is almost impossible. So I worry about that in the future as well, you know, what's college going to bring. But that's why she's fighting for what she's fighting for.
Realmuto is among 4 delegates on the JDRF Children's Congress from Virginia, ranging in age from 8 to 17. The 2-day schedule at the Capitol includes meetings with Congressman Bob Goodlatte, as well as Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine. In Roanoke, I'm Jeff Bosser.